From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining with me around God's Word. Let me just make some announcements. Do remember tonight at 9 o'clock when we will hear the second part of the sermon we're featuring. The sermon is entitled, The Lord Jesus Mocked, Maltreated and Murdered. And our text is Mark chapter 15 and the verse 20. By the way, the full tape of the sermon is available to anyone who would like a copy. You've only to contact me. Let me remind you of the fact that from the 21st of November, our 9 o'clock program is moving to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I commenced a gospel mission in Dromore Free Presbyterian Church yesterday, and I would like to renew the invitation we gave to you all last week. Each night the meetings will continue at 8 o'clock, Monday to Friday, and then on the Lord's Day at 3:30. Make yourself known to me if you come along as a result of hearing the announcement here on our radio. Now we're going to have a hymn before we turn to John and the chapter 18 and the verses 19 to 24. Here is the SMS men's chorus singing for us, I Am Amazed.
I am amazed that God could ever love me.
Our subject today we have entitled, The Saviour Before Annas, the High Priest. We're looking at John chapter 18 and the verses 19 to 24. In these verses, Christ is standing before Annas, the father-in-law of the High Priest Caiaphas. Annas himself had been the High Priest, and for that reason he is also referred to in the Gospels as the High Priest. We are told in verse 13 that they led him away to Annas first. Annas had the infamous distinction of being the first to interrogate the Lord Jesus after he was arrested. He was the first link in the chain that led to the crucifixion of our Savior. None feel so threatened by the message of Christ as those who hold an ecclesiastical position upon which their standing and importance in society depends. The gospel of Christ indicates that the high priest was but a symbol of the Messiah himself. His functions in the temple were but a showing forth of the work of the true Redeemer. The sacrifices offered by the priests and by the high priest were illustrative and figurative of that great sacrifice of himself that Christ would offer. When the Redeemer came, the role of the Jewish priesthood was over. Christ is the only mediator between God and man. His priestly ministry is all the sinner needs for access to God. The priestly class in Christ's day hated him for that reason. He made their functions obsolete and redundant. Man has no need for a priest today, for Christ is our priest. Annas' name means grace of Jehovah or humble. But despite his high-sounding name, he was a bitter enemy of God. Let us first of all note that no charges were put to Christ during his interrogation by Annas. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Verse 19. The questioning was in order to make a case against him. No complaints had been lodged with the authorities of any wrongdoing by the Savior, but his enemies were determined to destroy him, and so sought some grounds upon which to build the case. How unlawful was this procedure? Note that they asked about the Savior's disciples first. How often men reject Christ upon the basis of the follies of his disciples. That ought not to be. It is unfair and unjust. It's very foolish indeed to base a decision that will decide your eternal destiny upon the shortcomings of the followers of Christ rather than on Christ himself. Men make little attempt to attack Christ by way of criticizing his person and teaching. It is almost universally acknowledged that Christ in his person and in his teaching was obviously a good person. That estimate of Christ falls far short of the full truth, but it is at least an acknowledgement that he was not one against whom men could freely lay charges of a catalogue of sins and wrongdoings. He asked on one occasion, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" John chapter 8 and the verse 46. None could reply or lay charges against him. In the end, men had to resort to lies in order to make a case against the Savior. Peter and John were correct when they said, "He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter 2:22. "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 5. Secondly, note the Savior's answer. Jesus answered him, "I spake openly to the world, I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said." Verses 20 and 21. He did not refer to his disciples in his answer. He might have said much about his love for them and the glory that he planned for them, but he said none of these things. There is a day when Christ will speak to the world about his disciples. It is that day when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians chapter 3 and the verse 4. That is the day when the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13 and the verse 43. Christ will say, "Plenty of his people and his love for them on that day, he will not be ashamed to call them brethren. Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 11. What the Saviour did say was eminently wise. He spoke of his openness in presenting his message to men. His ministry was not secretive and sleek-it. He was not involved in anything subversive or seditious. He did not say one thing and mean another. He was not known for acting according to the political correctness of his day. We might reverently say of the Saviour that he called a spade a spade. He was not liked for such openness. Today, those who would seek to follow in his footsteps are likewise despised for being frank. I have often heard high-ranking ecclesiastics speak, and it would take a mind reader to figure out what they are intending by their words. It was not so with Christ. What he said in the street and on the hillsides, he was not going to deny in private discussion with his enemies and offer them something more to their taste. Thirdly, consider the response of his enemies to his reply. When he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Christ with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" Verse 22. The action of the officer was not rebuked by Annas, so we may conclude that it was done with his authority. Here is sinful man's response to the word of God. Why was such a simple and truthful answer from Christ deemed worthy of this cruel response? Simply because man has no other reply to the Son of God but violence and cruelty. Finally, note the Saviour's gentle reply. No railing and bitter words against the impudent officer were spoken by the Saviour. Rather, a gently worded and doubtless gently spoken question. Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?" Verse 23. There was no reply by Annas. Instead, Annas sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. Verse 24. Let the most fervent of the Saviour's enemies examine him, and they will have to silently acknowledge that they cannot find a fault in him. Christ left the house of Annas, doubtless bloodied from the blow to his face, but with his honour and purity unsullied. To all our listeners today I say, you have no basis for rejecting Christ, and must answer one day in God's court for your crime. To every Christian listening I say, behold your Saviour, spotless and stainless in the courts of men, and be not ashamed of him, for yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. The Song of Solomon, chapter 5 and the verse 16. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.